Now you'll hear the two long conversations. Conversation 1.
Mary, I hope you're packed and ready to leave.
Yes, I'm packed, but not quite ready. I can't find my passport.
Your passport? That's the one thing you mustn't leave behind.
I know. I haven't lost it. I've packed it, but I can't remember which bag it's in.
Well, you'll have to find it at the airport. Come on, the taxi's waiting.
Did you say taxi? I thought we were going in your car.
Yes, well, I had planned to, but I'll explain later. You've got to be there in an hour.
The plane doesn't leave for 2 hours. Anyway, I'm ready to go now.
Now, you're taking just one case, is that right?
No, there's one in the hall as well.
Gosh, what a lot of stuff. You're taking enough for a month instead of a week.
Well, you can't depend on the weather. It might be cold.
It's never cold in Rome. Certainly not in May. Come on, we really must go.
Right, we're ready. We've got the bags. I'm sure there's no need to rush.
There is. I asked the taxi driver to wait 2 minutes, not 20.
Look, I'm supposed to be going away to relax. You're making me nervous.
Well, I want you to relax on holiday, but you can't relax yet.
Okay, I promise not to relax. At least not until we get to the airport and I find my passport.
Questions 19 to 22 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 19. What does the woman say about her passport? Question 20. What do we know about the woman's trip? Question 21. Why does the man urge the woman to hurry? Question 22. Where does the conversation most probably take place?